Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The hypocrisy of the left is truly endless. If it were energy, we wouldn't need another source. Adam Schiff tweeted the other day that a binder with top secret information on Russian election interference vanished under Trump's watch. That classified information still hasn't been found, demonstrating once again Trump's utter disregard for our national security. This is the guy who said, I have data, I have proof that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, and yet it's never appeared. I guess it disappeared with this classified information that Donald Trump had, huh? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to? Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Democrats fear Trump's declassified documents because those documents could expose the lies that they've been telling. And the Democrats have lied about all of it. I know, Kevin, you're a conspiracy theorist, just another Alex Jones or whatever. But look, I don't know how much proof you need. Look at Hunter Biden's situation. He essentially thumbed his nose to Congress and said, whatever. Where's A.G. Merrick Garland and arresting him like they did Peter Navarro? Nowhere. I mean, this dual system of justice? How many crackheads do you know that could get away with what this clown has gotten away with? And what about the big guy? We all know Joe Biden's a big guy. They know it. Everybody knows it. There's bank records, all kinds of proof. We're not speculating here. Trump gets indicted. His kids get impugned. Their reputations, you know, ruined over nonsense. And yet, with proof, nothing happens with these clowns. They claim they have proof. Schiff, I've got the goods on Donald Trump. Where are they? He went on 50 interviews. I got the goods. Yeah, I have proof. I have proof. I have proof. Where's the proof? Their proof is in accusations. It's to the point where we should be immune, inoculated from the idea of, oh, I've got proof of this. Prove it. Show me. Even the media, anonymous sources say, they're all complicit. It's just one big psych out, and we're supposed to go for, oh gee, I guess Donald Trump really is a bad guy, Putin is a bad guy, because they tell us. I'm sick of it. And you know what, we understand the ruse, but you know what gets me is enough people are not explaining this to the kids, to the younger generation of people, to say don't believe this nonsense. Don't believe it. We have become, I don't know, indoctrinated to the idea that, oh, well, it was said on TV, or I heard it in the media, or this particular political pundit said it, or this, you know, the courts rule this. You know how many times the courts have gotten it wrong? We have nowhere to go to say, you know what, this is the truth. I mean, outside of God, what can you depend on in the media? Tell me where you can go where you go, you know what? Purveyor of truth. I think this is one of the places. I'm not trying to single myself out, but I'm saying I'm not trying to snow you in any way, shape, or form. In fact, I tell you, don't believe me. Draw your own conclusions based on your own opinions, but there is no truth out there anymore. I mean, outside of conservative beliefs. But by the way, I believe you. And if I go to you and you say, Kevin, here's what I heard. Yeah, I don't think you're telling me believe this. You're saying, check it out, man. That's the way we work, but without an agenda. The left have an agenda, and that agenda is hardly ever the real truth. You know what their agenda is? Covering for themselves. If they find out that they're wrong about something, they want to figure out, how do I make me right? What kind of twisted logic is that? If you're wrong, you're wrong. Admit it. Move on. Isn't that what, I mean, that's what science says. How do you think the evolution of everything occurs? I mean, even a bacteria knows, okay, well, that didn't work. I better evolve. or they just did something to thwart me. I better evolve. I better learn the truth of what the of what's happening in my world, or else I'll be gone. Even the most basic elements of Earth know that. You get what I'm saying? A virus knows to evolve. If you want to survive, you better evolve. The left do not want to evolve. They want whatever it is that they are wrong at. It is dogmatic, and you better come to us. What I'm getting at, people, is leftism doesn't work even in nature. Nature would look at them and go, these people are crazy. Bacteria and viruses are like, don't pay attention to them leftists. Democrats, liars. Two Democratic lawmakers are calling on the Inspector General of the Department of Homeland Security to resign after he said in a hearing that he routinely deletes text messages from his government phone. He says it's troubling to say the least that you've been routinely destroying or deleting official government records in violation of the law that your office is supposed to enforce. You apparently admitted to multiple violations of federal criminal laws. You should resign immediately, says Representative Bonnie Thompson, the top Democrat on the House Homeland Security Committee, and Glenn Ivey, a Democrat from Maryland. This is what they said to Joseph Kafari, who leads the Office of the Inspector General. He says, it is my normal practice to delete text messages. Yeah. And he says, do you do this on an ongoing basis? Yes. This is what I do. I don't want people to know what I'm doing. We have no... Think about the oversight. Look, here's my thing. If you are running a company or you've got, you know, governmental stuff and all that, you've got to keep a record. In business, they do it through Sarbanes-Oxley. That was implemented after Enron. They said, we want to know every single thing that goes on in your company. So if we have to go back and do an investigation, we can look at everything that's gone on. Apply that to Hunter Biden. Apply that to Adam Schiff. Apply that to the January 6th committee. Apply it to all this, the election integrity. Apply the very principles in which we expect our government to operate to any element of the government run by a Democrat. And you know what you're going to get? You're going to get the runaround. Apply to the FBI, Strzok and all those guys. Ask Joe Biden to give you his phone records. And you know what you're going to find? Burners. Hunter Biden, burner phones. They even talk about it openly. Now, don't misunderstand me. Hunter's a private citizen. He can do what he wants. But why would a private citizen who's lobbying on behalf of government, why would he need burner phones? I mean, these are simple questions, people. I'm not even using part of my brain for this. This is reptilian. These are basic. Why would you need burner phones in your business? Unless you're a drug dealer or doing something illicit, you shouldn't be using burner phones. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. automatic entrance into the backstage club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Leftists are scurred. They are totally scurred. Hey, what's Trump going to do when he gets reelected? Oh, my gosh, we got to stop him. And it's funny, you hear these guys. The things that they say are so blatant. Blatant. We must indict Trump. It's like, do you have any evidence? No. But we must indict Donald Trump. It is for the sake of the democracy. It's so funny to watch him. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I encourage you to contact me. And, and send me another card. It's a Charlie Brown card. And it's a little thing between us. But the reason she sent it to me was, I told you guys, I love playing Christmas Time Is Here on the piano. I play a jazz version of it on piano. And I learned that Miss Ann is a virtuoso pianist as long as she's got music in front of her. You take her music away, she can't play. But you put the music there, she can play.
So anyway, we have that in common as well. But thanks for the card. I don't know that we've gotten it yet. And as soon as I get it, I'll let you know. But we are getting other cards. I will announce it as they come in. I appreciate everyone's thoughts, prayers, wishes for the remainder of this year. The worst year financially in my life, but I tell you this, one of the best years spiritually in my life ever. And I certainly have worked on myself and improving my relationship with God and improving my relationship with friends and family and understanding that I have more years behind me than I have in front of me. And this voice will go silent one day. And quite frankly, I'm ready for that. It's okay. I told you, a warrior wakes up every day going, today's a great day to die, because you're going to die. One of these days, it is going to happen. So, you know, thank you guys for thinking of me, keeping me in your thoughts and prayers. I do the same with you. And thanks for being a part of this. Whatever it is, I don't know what God's plan is for this. I believe firmly that I don't. And that's funny, because sometimes I think to myself, is it going to come during my lifetime where this mission, you know, this thing that we're doing here together, you and I, makes a difference? I've seen it make a difference in people's lives. And I'm talking about the big picture difference. Is somebody going to be listening to this show decades down the road going, man, this guy was sounding the alarm bell. He was a canary in the coal mine. We didn't know he was yellow. It turns out he was black. It was coal. And his lungs were as black as he was. Whatever. Am I the canary in the coal mine? I don't know. I just know this. I get up every morning with the same idea of look at the news, understand it, discern it, put it in a way that people can hopefully get something from it in their own lives. Because we're living different lives, but in the same way, we're sort of connected. If you guys remember Avatar, that plant that the mean-spirited military complex wanted to get, it was all interconnected. All the little things, the nerve centers were together. I feel like that's the way we are in the conservative movement. Whatever you're going through, you're going through. But it's all connected. When people are going through stuff, I tell, you know, even what I'm going through right now, I tell myself, other people have gone through it. If they can get through it, you can get through it. It's just the way it is. And that's the only way I think you can be, is to just tell yourself the human spirit will get you through. And it's because the human spirit is a Holy Spirit. It's something that drives you bigger than yourself. Because if you ever put it down to just self, it's pretty self-defeating. It's got to be bigger than you. When people are in survival situations, you know what saves them? They think of others. They think of their children. They think of their spouse. They think of their, you know, the, whatever it is that God has put them on their mission for. They think of that. Because if they just thought, oh, it's just me, what contribution can I make? You know, it's pretty, it can get grim. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. I was going to talk about this, the leftists, and they want to get Trump, you know, and they know what they've done to him, and they have the fear of the Lord in them that Donald Trump can now reverse that. They tormented Trump during his administration. Donald Trump carried an 800-pound gorilla on his back, and he still outran Usain Bolt in the 100 meters in the Olympics, because that's how good of a president he was. I mean, he made mistakes. But the old dude Trump was in it to win it. So they deposed him in the coup, and they continued tormenting him. Now they fear retribution. It's like a person getting slapped after beating the person. You know, in other words, I hit you in the face, and then you get up and you slap me, and I'm like, why in the world are you going to slap me? And you're concerned about the slap after I've beaten the life out of you. You're concerned, well, he might get up and slap me. No, what you're concerned about is, I'll put it to you this way. If you almost beat the life out of me and you don't kill me, you got concerns. Because I'm not letting it go. Yeah, I'm not that dude. You don't make movies about me. They're too short. The leader's threatened every, oh, movie over. Leader's dead. Yeah, I don't play around. It's just my nature. I don't ask me why. You can't ask my mom and my daddy, grandmother, anybody raised me, but people around me know. I ain't playing. Anyway, I love watching Democrats lose their minds right now. And I can only imagine that they're reliving some season of Mean Girls when they think about the tactics and wondering how these tactics are now going to impact them. Remember what Trump did after he wiped Hillary Clinton's butt all over the political floor? He was willing to let bygones be bygones. He actually said of Hillary, we have the clip, but no, don't worry about it, guys. He said something along the lines of, you know what? I admire Hillary Clinton's tenacity. He was genuine. She complimented Trump on his kids. And he says, you know what? I'm not sure if she is sincere about it, but he goes, you know what? I accept it. He says, you know what I admire about Hillary? She's a really good opponent. She fights hard for what she believes. He goes, I don't necessarily believe what she believes, but she fights hard for her beliefs. And Hillary, you could look at, she was shocked. Like and he goes, I genuinely commend her on that. And he left it at that because they ask him, what good thing would you say about each other? And that's what Donald Trump said. I'm convinced at that point he felt like Democrats will leave me alone. You know, it's all over. We battled hard. We have differing ideologies, but just leave me alone. So he enters the Oval Office and he refused to prosecute Hillary Clinton. He knew she had committed some crimes, but he didn't go after her. But Hillary was vindictive, still butt hurt, pardon me, and as it turns out, she fabricates this Russian collusion narrative to get Trump. And she should have been in prison then over it, and she should be in prison now. But she remains a deep state swamp rat on the loose, and she's still plotting against Donald Trump. Still running around, going from place to place, going, Donald Trump, the threat to the democracy, the threat to the democracy. Obama pretended to offer Trump a peaceful transition of power. But nothing could have been further from the truth. He weaponized the entirety of the DOJ against Trump, and legacy Obamaites made Trump's life miserable, which is what led to the coup. When we come back, we'll talk more about these five reasons that Donald Trump has to get back at the Democrats.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A volcano in Iceland has erupted after weeks of warning and increased seismic activity. It erupted yesterday, spewing lava into the air and causing a fissure that was last reported to be 2.5 miles long. It's not looking good for the sitting president, according to the latest poll. President Biden's approval rating has reached a historic low, according to the latest poll by Monmouth University. Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, the first woman to serve on the U.S. Supreme Court, will be laid to rest today. She served the high court for nearly 25 years. She passed away on December 1st at the age of 93. The Biden administration set to unveil another military aid package for Ukraine, Republicans saying that aid to Ukraine should be coupled with a deal on immigration. Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The coup against Donald Trump turned him into a monster. And I don't mean a bad person. I'm talking about bigger than Godzilla. Bigger than, who does Godzilla fight against? King Kong? Whatever. Godzilla meets the Madra or all the, well, give me all of them. Put them together. Irradiate those suckers. And you still don't get a bigger monster than Donald Trump. Monster for the Democrats. Good for America. Good for the world. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. The Trump who got elected in 2016 is very different from the Trump of 2024. Very different. The new Trump is nuclear irradiated. He's impervious to almost any attacks. And Democrats have every reason to fear him. They don't have every right, but they have every reason. What revenge could Trump possibly take, huh? Well, Trump explained this, what he would do already. He told Sean Hannity that he only plans to be a dictator on day one. He said he would get this. I know this is going to be bad. You better pay attention, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. He's going to return to his energy policy and start drilling for oil again. What? He really is a monster. He's going back to black energy. Negro energy. So he's going to start drilling. And then, get this, he's going to reinstate his xenophobic immigration policies and stop the invasion at the U.S. southern border. The monster! He's a horrible person. God, I can see why the Democrats want to stop him. How dare America be independent again on foreign oil and close its borders? Yeah, how's that for being a dictator? A return to his normal policies. But wait, ShamWow, there's more to it. Trump went further. He addressed the traitors in our government who allowed that 2020 coup to happen. Trump vowed to, you ready, root out the communists, the Marxists, the fascists, the radical left thugs that live like vermin within the confines of our country. Remember the vermin comment? How
dare Donald Trump call people vermin? What do you think about the calling of people vermin?
That was what all the media was fixated on. All the vermin. The vermin were fixated. Because you know what they know? They know they're lying skanks. Oh, there's that Kevin Jackson again with the skanky word. That's what keeps Kevin off the airwaves. Ask me if I care. If Trump believes, rightfully, that he was cheated out of his second term, and he was, then clearly he would want to get to the bottom of it. Wouldn't you? If you found out that somebody was embezzling in your country, in your company, what would you do? Well, you know what? I mean, it's water under the bridge. It's water under the bridge. Listen, don't you want to find out how much? Nah, look, it's water under the bridge. I mean, who cares how much? We do realize there's a little bit of embezzlement happening in our company. But we don't want to know how much. It's water under the bridge. See, that's the way you should look at the cheating in elections. Oh, there's a little bit of cheating, but we don't want to know how much. It's just water under the bridge. Anyway, here's a few things that MSNBC said that Trump would want to target in the event that he gets reelected. And the number one is, the Bidens. In June, Truth Social post, Trump vowed to appoint a special counsel, a special prosecutor, specifically to target Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family, if he's reelected to the White House. I'm reading this. He made the comment soon after he was indicted over allegations he illegally retained classified documents after he left office, then obstructed the federal attempt to retrieve them. I don't know if you guys are aware of this. I think you are by now because we've talked about it a bit. And I know you listen to this show religiously. But anyway, this whole thing with classified documents, they say, is Trump took Crossfire Hurricane, declassified it, and said, I'm going to show everybody what these clowns did during this Crossfire Hurricane deal. Then Joe Biden reclassified. He had to work with the National Archives. He reclassified it, then said, go get it from Trump. And that's what led to the raid. But they raided Trump because they're so afraid of what that information holds. And that's what I started the program with Adam Schiff saying, Donald Trump has those classified documents, and we now know it, blah, 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 blah. Schiff and all of them, they're afraid. And I think if I were Trump, the only thing Trump's probably trying to figure out is, how can I get this information out there without, you know, now that it's been reclassified as classified information, how do you get it out there? Don't worry, he will. Anyway, they went on and talked about Trump has pleaded not guilty to 40 charges in connection to the case and has frequently accused the investigation of being politically motivated. Now that the seal is broken, in addition to closing the border and removing all the criminal elements that have illegally invaded our country, making America energy independent and even dominant again, and immediately ending the war between Russia and Ukraine, I will appoint a special prosecutor to go after the most corrupt president in the history of the U.S., Joe Biden, the entire Biden crime family, and all others involved with the destruction of our elections, borders, and country itself, Trump wrote. God bless him. And that's why I'm telling you right now that Kamala Harris, when she takes over as president, she will give a blanket immunity to everybody in the DOJ. Blanket. He said Trump also suggested he would use the Department of Justice as a weapon against Biden if he returns to the White House as he feels as it is justified. Yeah, if they do this and they've already done it, but if they want to follow through on this, yeah, it certainly can happen in reverse, Trump told Univision. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box. I think he meant the bottle, but whatever. If he keeps his genie in a box, that's up to him. Keep your genie wherever you want it. For those of you who have genies, put them wherever you want. I love it. I love this conversation. I do. Because it makes the Democrats have to go, ooh, you know what? He's right. And because they can't stop him, they're concerned about it. We have a couple of clips. I think we played them before, but they are worth hearing. I want you to hear at least one of these, even though we may have played it before. But listen to what they say. They talk about getting Trump no matter what. It's like, okay, first we got to indict him. And then, you know, we got to make something stick. You can already tell they don't care about the truth.
Donald Trump tried to steal our democracy, and he's still trying to do it. For those who do not understand the ramifications of all this, let me paint a picture of what could happen next. Let's say Trump does not get prosecuted for his attempts to overturn the 2020 election, or the prosecution and the trial get delayed beyond 2024, beyond the election, and he becomes president again. Then what happens? Well, there's no real need to guess. He's already telling us.
When I get back into the Oval Office, I will totally obliterate the deep state. They will be obliterated. And we know all the good ones now. 2024 is our final battle. With you at my side, we will demolish the deep state. We will expel the warmongers from our government. We will drive out the globalists. We will cast out the communists, Marxists, fascists. We will throw off the sick political class that hates our country.
Now, these are not empty words. The ex-president and his allies have specific plans, as the New York Times reports, for a, quote, sweeping expansion of presidential power, end quote, and, quote, to bring independent agencies under presidential control. Donald Trump tried to destroy our democracy, and if he's not prosecuted and reelected, he's likely to try to finish the job.
There you have it, folks. They want Trump at all costs. And essentially, it's Trump is guilty until proven innocent. Pelosi said it. She literally said that a while back. The Bidens deserve Trump's attention. They have gotten away with high crimes. But they had help. And so MSNBC says Trump will target Biden's co-conspirators, what he calls the Marxist prosecutors. And here's what they wrote. In a similar vein, Trump has also promised he would instruct the Department of Justice to investigate racist Marxist prosecutors, while appearing to reference Fulton County DA Fannie Willis and New York Attorney General Letitia James. I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America for illegal, racist, and reverse enforcement of the law, Trump said at a campaign rally in Illinois. He has frequently accused Willis and James, who are black, are carrying out racist investigations into him as part of their respective Georgia election interference cases and a $250 million fraud lawsuit in New York. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker said he was concerned about Trump's rhetoric for revenge while also saying it was similar to comments made by dictators. See, they really want to paint Trump as that. Pritzker says, I don't know where it's going with Donald Trump. What I can tell you is the things he talks about are frightening to those of us who know the history in Europe in the 1930s and 40s. And I'm deeply concerned about his predilection for revenge. Well, you better be deeply concerned, because you got a guy now who understands how government works, and he's going to use government against him.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want
pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
So here's what happened that led to the raid of Mar-a-Lago. Donald Trump had documents from his presidency about Crossfire Hurricane, the Russian investigation, which led to the Mueller report that implicated the FBI, the DOJ, and the Biden administration, and likely the Obama administration. Joe Biden wanted to classify those documents, but he was unable to because they were not from his presidency without getting permission from NARA, the National Archives. Joe Biden then asked for that permission. They granted that permission. And then Joe Biden declared every single document from Donald Trump's presidency to be classified because Donald Trump lost executive privilege over those documents. So when Biden and his regime says that they were not involved in the raid of Mar-a-Lago, not only were they involved, but they literally created the path for it to happen.
That was a guy named J.D. Sharp. You should connect with him on Twitter. And he's exactly right. That's exactly what happened. And think about this. In retrospect, in order to get Trump, they said, we're now going to take what Trump declassified, we're going to reclassify them, go through a technicality, get them from the archives, National Archives, reclassify the documents, then raid Trump. That was their rationale. But Joe Biden goes, no, we didn't. We had nothing to do with it. That's the trick, the tricks. Those are the tricks that the left use to get Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. I hope all of you are drinking from your Trump-inspired mugs that we have on our site. We've now added tumblers and glasses, and where you can even get artwork from it and stuff like that. If you want to remember this era, you can go get that stuff at the site. Cool stuff. My boy, Chris. My white boy, Chris. Chris has done a fantastic job on the shop. And I got to tell you, I'm very excited about what we offer. And go have some fun with it. You know, Christmas is coming up. These are great Christmas presents. I hope you'll support us in that way. Get the message out. I want to tell people we do merch with a purpose. And I want to give a real quick shout out to the Transact card, because I know it may be some confusion. This is a simple thing. You use credit cards. It's a credit card that you're getting that you'll connect either to your other credit cards or to your bank account. And what it does is every time you make a purchase anywhere, anytime, you get the automatic discount from major stores that you're going to shop at anyway. You don't have to do anything, no codes, no nothing. But the other side, the bigger benefit, potentially, if you like to travel, is you build up points. Every time you buy something, every time there's something on that card, you get a one-to-one match. And literally you can get, well, I don't know if that's the right word, but certainly somethingly, you can get free hotel, rental car, whatever. You'll have enough points to where that travel cost is zero. There's nothing better. It's a twofer. And the card is $25 a year, so it's costing you about $2 a month. But I'm telling you, you'll get $30, $40, $50 in rebates depending on how much you buy. But that's just free money floating around out there. Now, look, I get it. It's not a lot of money. But I'll tell you this. I got $10 back, $10 and change back the first month from Rakuten, which is a similar type thing. But you got to sign up for it and all that. And I got $10 back, and Melissa goes, hey, you got a $10 check from Ralph? I was like, it was $10 I wouldn't have gotten otherwise. That's the way I looked at it. It's no real money. I mean, you can go get you a pack of smokes. Luckily, I don't smoke, so I didn't have to spend it on that. But you get my point? Go to our website, the Kevin Jackson Network. You'll see it. Transact cards, a green card. I'm telling you, people are already getting it. Because, you know, I've got people contacting me. But I'm telling you, the things we recommend are no-brainers. And we're doing it. It isn't like I'm not doing it. I'm doing it. Let me move on because I'm going to run out of time. They go on to talk about these five things that Trump needs to that he could do to get back at the Democrats. And the first one was getting Joe Biden. And then two, getting these Marxist people that have helped Joe Biden. And the third one they talk about is uncooperative civil servants. Trump has long vowed to remove federal employees from office, strip them of their employment protection. In 2020, he signed an executive order to create a Schedule F class of federal employees at certain agencies, meaning possibly thousands of them would not have the protections against being easily fired, including those who advised the White House. Trump was not able to implement the executive order before he left office, with Biden rescinding it in 2021 after he was shoehorned in during the coup. In subsequent years, Trump has indicated he would attempt to bring back Schedule F if he enters the White House. And here's what he said. We will pass critical reforms, making every executive branch employee fireable by the President of the United States. That's what he said at a rally in South Carolina. The deep state must and will be brought to heel. Think about this, though. How? What company, what organization can you have where you go, you can't be fired? Think about who does that. You know who does that? Leftism. They want unions to do it. or they want the federal government to step in, academia, they give you tenure. They do things where they root in like a tick, they bury in under the skin, and you can't get them out. The next one they talk about is MSNBC. In another recent True Social post from November, Trump urged the government to make MSNBC pay for what he called their illegal political activity while making a vague threat that some actions may happen in the future. Trump also attacked Brian Roberts, the CEO and chairman of Comcast, which owns the channel, as a slime ball who has been able to get away with these constant attacks for years with the network's coverage of the former president. I completely, look, I don't know that I agree wholeheartedly. There's a word for you. I don't know that I believe wholeheartedly. And that's, I want to correct that. I believe that they should be able to say what they want, but they also need to be held to a standard. In other words, I don't know what the libel laws are for people that say these things, but because they say the most outlandish stuff. Now, if I were Trump, I would just start suing these hosts. I think if you initiate enough lawsuits, these people finally get sick of it. He goes on, he says, it's the world's biggest political contributions to the radical left Democrats, who, by the way, are destroying our country. Our so-called government should come down hard on them, make them pay for their illegal political activity. Much more to come. Watch, he added. But this isn't just MSNBC, this is others. Here's what I say. Look, I'm on the radio talking about stuff every day. I tell people this all the time. I don't make news. I give you my opinion about the news. I give you enough to where you can say, well, Kevin, I know how you got to that opinion. But I'm not trying to incite you to do anything. I will tell you, I think something's right. I think something's wrong. If Joe Biden came out and said, I mean, look at Katie Hobbs here in Arizona. She says, you know what? We're going to send the National Guard to the border. I agree with her. It's the first thing this silly third grader governor of ours who got cheated into office. The only thing I've agreed with her. Now, is she doing it for political reasons? Probably. I still agree. You know, now, do I like her anymore? No, I don't. I don't like her policies. I like this policy. And you know what? If she did three or four more in a row like that, I might go, you know what? That Katie Hobbs is starting to get it. But it's one. But I'm going to tell you, she did it. And good for her. Let's hope other leftists do the same thing. All right, we got a couple more of these. So he goes on, he says, Trump did not indicate how the government should target MSNBC or elaborate on the more to come line. He says in 2019, Trump was accused of instructing Gary Cohn, his then chief economic advisor, to try and interfere with the merger of AT&T and Time Warner, blah, blah, blah. Let's move on to the last one. I am your retribution. The former president seemed to explicitly make his intentions for him and the MAGA movement clear at the CPAC meeting in March. In 2016, I declared, I am your voice, Trump told the crowd. Today, I add, I am your warrior. I am your justice. And for those who have been wronged and betrayed, I am your retribution. Good for him. I got to tell you, I feel so energized when I hear somebody say, I'm not going to let them get away with this. And this is why people fear for Trump's life, honestly. I was asked many times, got in trouble on Fox for saying, I don't think there's any limit to what this government would do to get rid of Trump. I stand behind that. I don't think there's any limit. Donald Trump not only deserves retribution, he's going to take it. Now, the word retribution is being kicked around. It isn't retribution. He deserves his comeuppance. He deserves what's rightfully his, and the people who stop them from getting it deserve what they're going to get. That's called justice. That's not retribution. And I already know, I speak for a lot of Americans in what I just declared.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.